Information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Again, so glad you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you caught our program, whether it's on the podcast platform, SiriusXM, or our traditional radio markets, we are grateful that you join us right here. We've been around for about 2 decades, and every single episode, our focus is to always inform and educate our listeners on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about the show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and watch our videos.
Absolutely. A lot of great content. And that voice you just heard was none other than America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Mark, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing great. You know, we're sharing a lot of content each and every day with our followers, your patients, our listeners, and it's great. I mean, hearing back from them on maybe modifications they made, not even by listening to the show, but just garnishing and gathering information from our health breakthroughs, which is just our free newsletter. I hope that each person will take advantage and sign up. We're sharing, what, YouTube videos, Dr. Mark, episodes, articles?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a variety of different topics, all the big topics people can think about, we're covering.
Yeah, and I love that, Dr. Mark. I appreciate you so much that you join us each and every week as the co-host of this program. Because a lot of programs will maybe just focus on one or two topics, but now that we have the brain of knowledge, America's natural doctor on the show who loves education, there's not many stones we leave unturned. So today's going to be a great show. In the beginning of every episode, we share something new off our health breakthroughs, and we're going to share something special today, Dr. Mark. A lot of people are dealing with a higher incidence of autoimmune diseases. Let's talk about the uptick that we're seeing out there.
Yeah, it's really quite astounding how common autoimmune diseases are in the American population. And Kelly, this includes not just adults, but kids as well. And we know if we look at the statistics, about 50 million Americans have an autoimmune disease. Again, that's a condition where your immune system is attacking your own tissue, your glands. And it's the one of the top 10 leading causes of death in female children and women as well, up to 64 years of age. So, you know, this is way too common, and a lot of people that have an autoimmune disease haven't even been diagnosed yet. So there's hundreds of thousands, millions of people who have an autoimmune disease, maybe just have the beginning of symptoms, and they aren't even aware that they have it.
Wow. And so when we're talking about these autoimmune diseases, of course, I have one with Hashimoto's, right? The thyroid thing, but it can affect all different parts of the body, right? You could potentially have something that you could have digestive issues, heart issues. Let's talk a little bit about that, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's many, you know, different types of autoimmune diseases. And like you said, it basically can affect all the major organs of the body, the connective tissue, the joints, the muscles. Yeah, so, you know, some range from being, you know, mildly risky in terms of seriousness, and others are, you know, very serious. You can get conditions where there's autoimmune reactions, say, with your blood vessels, which can cause them to be inflamed and, you know, even burst, so to speak. So it really ranges. Now, you talk about things like the joints and connective tissue. I mean, there's over 100 different types of autoimmune conditions that can attack the joints and connective tissue alone. And then you mentioned Hashimoto's thyroiditis, very common. Most common cause of low thyroid in America. So, yeah, we got things that attack all the major organs of the body potentially.
What do you think's driving this? Obviously, you've been in practice over 26 years. You're the founder of the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. What do you think is causing this rise in all these different autoimmune issues, Dr. Mark? And we're seeing some new ones. I believe in the article you wrote, there's, goodness, 80 to 100 different ones that have been identified?
Well, I think it's multifactorial. I mean, it could be, you know, compared to, let's just say, 50 years ago, it could be also we have better diagnostic techniques. But there's no doubt it is increasing. A lot of experts feel, in large part, it has to do with environmental toxins. Those could be toxins within the food supply. Those could be toxins within the water, in the air. So a lot of experts feel the increasing number of environmental toxins we're exposed to is damaging to the immune system, causes it to go haywire, so to speak. And there's many reasons for it. You know, when you have a variety of different types of toxins in the body, it does can damage your DNA, which affects how your genes are expressed and how functions are carried out. That could be one cause. Number two, your immune system is designed to attack foreign particles and invaders. So that could be another reason why. Number three, your detoxification systems, you know, start having problems. That could lead to problems. And a lot of the environmental toxins, they do create hormone imbalance. And especially in women, we know middle-aged women and younger, there's a number of autoimmune conditions that are at least in part related to hormone balance. But it seems like environmental toxins is a big one. I think the increasing effects of stress in our world, all the different types of mental, emotional, physical stress, creating stress hormone imbalance, I think is a factor too, because our stress hormones help to modulate our immune system. So when they're in balance, we're going to have less autoimmunity. When they're out of balance, you can't modulate or control the immune system as well. And so certainly there's been a lot of research in the past decade on the gut microbiome, and disruptions in the gut microbiome, the flora, certainly we now know for sure is a definite problem when it comes to autoimmune disease, because 70% of our immune system originates in that gut-associated lymphoid tissue in our gut.
Go over to americasnaturaldoctor.com and read this article, Answers for Autoimmune Diseases. Dr. Mark goes more in depth right back after the break.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced health care screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. And will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com, or call today, 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us right here on Forever Young, featuring America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler, and myself, Kelly Capasola. We get together once a week to get all these articles and condense everything to share with people out there really what's going on. A thing we hear quite a bit is people dealing with candida or fungal issues, and perhaps the fungus linked to, we're seeing stomach and intestinal disorders and things people don't really know what could be going on inside their body. Dr. Mark, I'll tell you, when I started this well over two decades ago, the first thing I learned about was candida. Karen Masterson Cook taught me. She is the founder of Allolife, and she educated me on it so in depth that it just really ignited me to want to learn more and more about health. And I think we all kind of remember those things, right? How we kind of got our start. But it's interesting, all these years, candida is not going away. so we definitely need to educate and talk a little bit more about it. So, Dr. Mark, if you don't mind, let's share with the listeners, what is candida?
Yeah, people are interested to find out that candida refers to the type of fungi yeast, if you will, that's inside our digestive tract. So a lot of people are surprised to find out that fungi, yeast, is symbiotic. It is part of our microbiome. However, when it becomes overthriving in our digestive tract, and by the way, that can refer to not just the digestive tract, but people can get yeast overgrowth, candida overgrowth in other areas too. Sinus cavity, urinary tract, even people with really serious diseases, maybe they're getting chemotherapy, maybe someone's HIV, especially in the past, could even get in the bloodstream. So, you know, candida is something that's normally found in our bodies. It's symbiotic, but if it overthrives, so to speak, maybe due to antibiotics, microbiome imbalances, immune compromise, things like this, it can become infectious.
What can cause this? Is it primarily driven, as you mentioned, by overuse of antibiotics or some other things that could potentially play a role?
Yeah, there's a few different things. Antibiotics, I'd say, be one of the most common. The American diet, high in simple sugars, certainly would be up on the list too. There's other things. Birth control pills make women more prone to candida overgrowth, for example, like reoccurring vaginal yeast infections. I mean, that's one of the risks with that. Poor digestion and elimination can be another cause. Also, corticosteroids. I had a patient the other day who was using a nasal inhalant and also a spray for her throat from a specialist, and she developed candida overgrowth actually in her esophagus and needed treatment for that because steroids, you know, even if you look at those inserts, even for the nasal sprays people use for allergies, you'll find in there the steroidal nasal sprays, which are very common. You'll find they'll list one of the potential risks is fungal overgrowth in the sinus cavity or in throat. So that kind of proves the point there. And then anything which suppresses the immune system, anything that majorly suppresses the immune system, of course, could be an issue too.
Right. And then again, we always like to go to diet, right? I mean, if people are eating a large amount of sugar or maybe they're eating a large amount of dairy, would that be something that could potentially feed this overgrowth and maybe let it run rampant throughout the system?
Yes, definitely. That's, you know, the primary fuel source, if you will, for the candida, the fungi, the yeast. So absolutely. When we say simple sugars, obviously there's many different examples of that, but that would include alcohol as well.
So again, if somebody's trying to fix this situation, those are some, we'll go more in depth on diet, but I'm sure they're going to need to make a few modifications. And when we're talking about symptoms, you talked about some of the nasal passageways, but there's also some other things like maybe people could look for the white coated tongue or things like that, right, Dr. Mark? Or potentially even brain fog can come along with something like this.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, there is, you know, the concept of thrush where you get that yeast overgrowth in the mouth and the tongue. And sometimes you see that in young babies, and they're given antifungal treatments to eradicate that. Sometimes when people are undergoing chemotherapy and that wipes out the good flora too, you'll see things like thrush. But like I said, that the yeast, the candida overgrowth can occur, you know, many different parts of the body. Those are just the more visible parts. The invisible parts are, of course, in the gut, which people can't see in. And that's where most of the cases occur, especially in the people who aren't, you know, don't have serious illnesses or not in chemotherapy, things like that. It's in the gut where people can't see it.
Right. And you referenced before we went to the break, 70% of the immune system is relying on, you know, the microbiome and the gut. So when we're seeing something like this, can it lead to maybe a cascade of other issues?
Absolutely. A lot of our patients, we do test them for what's called intestinal permeability, other people known as leaky gut syndrome, where you're having absorption or malabsorption problems in the small intestine. And certainly one of the reasons a person can be set up for having the leaky gut syndrome is having the candida overgrowth, you know, in the digestive tract and small intestine, creating irritation, inflammation, absorption issues. So it's definitely something we look at. And there's also a very high percentage of people we know that have irritable bowel syndrome. That can be characterized by abdominal discomfort and pain, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, or alternating constipation, diarrhea. And quite often, a lot of those cases, at the root of that is candida overgrowth in the gut. And unfortunately, a lot of doctors don't consider that or look at that. And these people really don't ever have the root cause treated. So that's a very common condition. In a very high percent, there is a candida overgrowth problem occurring.
Right. And do you see more of like people having skin afflictions, maybe psoriasis, eczema, could that potentially be something? Because I know the skin's like the screen door. So if you have this yeast overgrowth going in or happening inside and it's trying to get out, is that something that could potentially occur?
Definitely. Anytime we have patients with psoriasis, eczema, chronic skin rashes, we always definitely consider there's a candida problem internally. And quite often these chronic cases, when we treat the gut and including treating the candida issue, we can get great improvement or resolution of these skin problems. For years, I've had patients with eczema and psoriasis, and we put them on a course, a couple-month course of an antifungal, an anti-candida protocol, and lo and behold, they get tremendous improvement they've never had before. So it's, you know, very, very interesting. But also remember, Kelly, we also have a yeast on our skin surface naturally as well. And we do have a biome on our skin, such that we have good bacteria as well in our skin. You do have yeast occurring there naturally and some other bacteria. And so if that biome in the skin becomes imbalanced, maybe with certain skincare products you're using, again, there's disturbances, imbalances inside the body, you can get, obviously, topical yeast problems on the skin. So people have heard of things like ringworm, for example, where you get a fungal infection of the skin.
That's right. I remember that, especially in grade school. You would hear it, mm-hmm. Oh, that kid has ringworm, but you know, they're not coming to school today. So definitely a good way to learn. But I was really surprised, Dr. Mark, muscle pain. How does muscle pain play a role in potentially having this yeast overgrowth?
Well, there's all sorts of symptoms you can have, again, when you have problems in the gut, which result in inflammatory problems in the rest of the body. So even patients, say, with fibromyalgia, who get the muscle and connective tissue pain, that could be related to candida. We got patients with arthritis. It could be in part related to that. People who have, you know, lots of mucus in the sinus and lungs, that could be an issue. Matter of fact, Mayo Clinic's done at least two studies where they found people with chronic sinusitis, 90% plus of those people, upon their investigation and testing, it was a fungal problem, a yeast problem in the sinus, oh. Which makes sense because, you know, you got a damp, dark environment there where yeast likes to thrive.
Right. So another thing, Dr. Mark, that I wanted to just talk about briefly, and then we're going to go to the break, is obviously there's a place for antibiotics. There's times where people really need to go on it. It is great for intervention with a situation they're dealing with. But if they do, what is a good way to kind of rebuild or re-inoculate that gut? Because right when you take antibiotics, it goes in, it kills everything, the good, the bad, and different. So how long does it normally take, or what are some steps that people can maybe put into action if they did take an antibiotic?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I do with patients is I don't wait till they're done the antibiotics. I mean, there's no medical reason why they can't take the probiotic while they're on antibiotics. So we want to get on it from day one. Why wait until there's a problem and try and treat it? So we have people take high-dose probiotics or well-balanced probiotics, you know, good full-spectrum probiotics, that we have them take at least 2 hours away from their antibiotics during the day. So we want to get on top of that right away. Now, if a patient has a history of having candida problems or very susceptible, we'll put them on antifungal herbs, or we might even put them on nystatin, a very well-tolerated antifungal medication, during the time of their antibiotics as well. So people need to be proactive. You don't want to wait until you have a problem to treat it. I mean, we can treat if you develop a problem, but it's better to do, you know, the approach that I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And you have a wonderful article that you've put together on candida, and we're going to go ahead and put that on americasnaturaldoctor.com. We also have some recommendations you can work in. So please go and find that. Again, that is on americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's our website. And then hit the health breakthroughs. And you'll see there's health categories from A to Z. There's so many things we cover on there. But we know we move very fast on this show. We're on a time clock. But we like our people to be able to ingest this information, go back and read it a little bit more. So just know, if you'd like to learn more on the topic, we're going to be answering some more questions when we come back from the break that we have for Dr. Mark. But this is a great shortcut. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com, health breakthroughs. Be right back.
Your body is an amazing organic machine. It turns food into energy, heals wounds, supports your consciousness, manages hormones, and so much more. But it needs the right fuel and signals to function at its best. Not all plants are created equally. We've heard fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and minerals we need for a healthy life. But have you heard of adaptogens? These are herbs and mushrooms that literally help you adapt to the stress in your life. They balance hormones, promote a state of calmness, and help get you back to homeostasis. Organifi creates these delicious superfood blends that mix easily with water. They make it easy for us to get more adaptogens in our day, like ashwagandha, reishi mushroom, rhodiola, and more. If you're looking for an easy way to support your amazing body, think Organifi. Learn more at GetGreenJuice.com. That's GetGreenJuice.com. Use the code Dr. Mark to save 20% off your order at GetGreenJuice.com.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back. Again, having a wonderful conversation, sharing with you all you need to know about Candida. We've been talking about symptoms, causes of the overgrowth, and just really sharing some things you may want to look at, what you want to maybe, if you've been having some issues and you can't put your finger on it, and you're not working with a good naturopathic MD like Dr. Mark Stengler, really some questions that you should learn so you can ask your own physician. Dr. Mark, we covered a lot, but there's other common fungal issues people are experiencing. It's not just Candida. We're going to pick back up on it in a little bit, but what else are you seeing out there?
Well, a lot of people are familiar with the toenail fungus. You know, that's related to a fungi problem there too. And that can be a little trickier for the body because you don't have great, you know, blood flow to the nails, getting the immune cells in there. So that's a very common one people are familiar with. But all sorts of things. We find people with chronic issues with memory and concentration. I mean, that could be a sign of candida or fungal problems in the body. We have patients who have persistent fatigue. I mean, there's many causes of fatigue, but that's one that should be considered depending on the person's history. So it really can be quite varied, Kelly. Even things like headaches potentially could be related to fungal overgrowth in the body. So anytime someone has chronic health problems and you kind of have this history of a high sugar diet, maybe alcohol, maybe antibiotic use, digestive problems like gas and bloating, irritable bowel type symptoms, you've got to be wondering if there's something going on there with fungi overgrowth.
Right. Good point. And then we also have these other things that people are contending with, the mycotoxins.
Right. Well, starting with the foods, there's a bunch of foods known to be containing basically fungal poisons, what we call mycotoxins, these metabolites from fungi. And so some of the more notorious ones are things like peanuts, soy, corn, non-organic corn. These things are known to have mycotoxins. But then, like you said, it can be in the environment as well. People are working or living in buildings where there's, you know, mold problems, black mold and other types of mold, which, you know, you're breathing in through the respiratory tract. That is a problem that a lot of doctors don't address well enough because, you know, if you have that going on with a person, boy, you're not going to get them much better until you identify the problem and you know, obviously move or clear it up in the building you're in. Now, we do urinary testing, which looks at mycotoxins in the body with urine samples, send them out to specialized labs. And we can actually differentiate the different types of mycotoxins, those which are coming from foods and those which are coming from a living environment. And that can help dictate how the patient needs to be treated.
So when someone's dealing with that, Dr. Mark, how long, once you identify as the investigator what's going on within their body, how long does it generally take someone to mitigate or right the situation that comes with these fungal or yeast infections?
Well, once we get working with them, people can notice a difference even within the first 1 to 2 weeks if you're following the diet, taking the supplements or whatever we give them. You know, because fungi and yeast are like parasitic organisms. I mean, they can cause all sorts of nasty things, rob your body of nutrition. create imbalances. So, you know, a lot of people, they can feel better in a couple of weeks, but you really got to give it a good 30 to 60 days to see how they're doing. As we're getting those simple sugars out, getting the grains down their diet, getting off those mycotoxin-laden foods, that can be very, very helpful.
Right. And then when people start to notice these things, again, they're feeling worn out. Maybe they're having some new digestive issues. The brain fog has come along. These are things where they want to take immediate action. I know changing your diet sometimes isn't necessarily fun. And I'm sure for you, Dr. Mark and Dr. Angela at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, it's hard when you try to completely rehaul someone immediately and to keep them compliant. So I know with you guys, you kind of baby step things at times just to completely not upset their whole world. And so they'll adhere and stick to the protocol, right?
Yeah. Now, depending how serious the case is, again, you know, some people just because of how bad the problem is, they have to be more serious. They have to be more strict. So when it comes to the diet, there's a few different ways of dealing with it. You know, in the more strict version, you know, we're having people really avoid grains like corn, wheat, obviously all the simple sugars, even the legumes to begin with. Definitely have to avoid those mycotoxin-rich foods like peanuts, for example. You know, because that's very problematic. And then they can have their protein sources, the grass-fed meat. They can have the wild fish. They can have the eggs. They can have things like goat yogurt, for example. Some of the fruits they can have would be like green apples, grapefruit, some of the berries. That's very workable. So that's more of a strict list. Then people who are maybe it's more of a mild problem or they've done the more strict protocol, then we open things up as long as they're doing well and they're responding well. And so they can have a greater variety of foods. They can increase the amount of fruits in their diet. They can have increased amount of beans. They can start getting things like sweet potatoes. They can start getting some different cheeses in their diet, some different pastas and oatmeal. So we can open the diet up. A lot of this, you know, has been studied very well by my friend Doug Hoffman, who we've had on the show before. He's got that popular TV show, Know the Cause, which goes into this type of issue quite a bit. So, though, that's the kind of dietary approach that works well for people. And you don't have to do it forever. We really want to treat people really, you know, well the first 30 to 60 days. If they're doing well, then, you know, again, you can continue to expand the diet and see how the patient's doing.
Yeah, the Kaufman protocol is excellent. And we've done many of shows with him. People can pick that up on our podcast platform at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, I want to pick up on something because I would like some clarity. And I think that maybe if people didn't hear you say it briefly, but birth control pills, how can they attribute to maybe having these yeast and fungal issues?
Yeah, I mean, the synthetic, like estrogens and progesterone, they do create an environment that promotes the growth of yeast, especially obviously in the vaginal and urinary tract. And there can be different reasons why that is. The hormones do affect like the pH of those tissues, and, you know, different microbes thrive in different types of pH environments. Interestingly enough, there's probiotics that are specific to the urinary tract and vaginal tract now that you can use with women. And that's very effective, getting those species that are unique to that area of the body so you can help these women get better quicker and help prevent problems into the future. So that's been a nice improvement in technology in the last few years.
And then one more, Dr. Mark, that I wrote down that I really wanted to ask you. Tons of people have digestive issues. It could be related to this. It could be related to something else. But why does it then affect our brains? Is it that vagus nerve that's the connection between the brain and the microbiome or the gut? What can you lend to that?
Wow, you're a deep thinker today. Well, it could be a couple of reasons. I mean, the fungi do release metabolites, toxic metabolites, neurotoxins, which are irritating to the brain and the nervous system. So whether it be the nervous system, whether it be the brain itself, yes, these metabolites, these neurotoxins that create inflammation of the nervous system. So that's where you can run into problems. Number two, it disrupts normal energy production. And so our brain, like any other organ, requires energy. So if you're interfering with the energy, you're going to have issues. And then third, if you're disrupting the absorption in the gut, then you can lead to, you know, deficiencies in nutrients, which, of course, our brain doesn't work by magic. It requires all sorts of nutrients, B vitamins and magnesium and essential fatty acids. So you can see these reasons why people can have this so-called candida brain fog.
Right. And it's so interesting because I think if maybe people that don't follow up on their health, they're not reading articles, they're not listening to our programs or some of the other great programs out in the world, or, you know, educating themselves a little bit on YouTube, and they've never heard of Candida. What percentage of people that come to your clinic, Dr. Mark, when you reference, hey, I think you have a Candida issue going or an overgrowth issue, are like Candida who? Candida albicans? Like, can you share more on that?
Well, when patients come in and they have like chronic digestive problems, gas, bloating, irritable bowel syndrome, it's a fair amount. I don't know if I can give you the exact percent, but I'd say conservatively probably 25% of them, you know, we need to treat the Candida problem. So if they have chronic skin problems, psoriasis, eczema, probably the same thing, 25%. Psoriasis, I find it higher. It's probably 50% plus. So, yeah, pretty common. Women with obviously recurring Candida vaginitis, obviously, you know, it's a very high percentage. Men who have chronic prostatitis, which is a non-bacterial infection of the prostate gland, where they get pelvic pain, urinary symptoms, it's a very high percent.
What a pesky little yeast causing issues for men and women all for many, many years, right? So we got to find a way to keep it under control, especially if it's, you know, causing an affliction in every area of our life, whether it be like you said, Dr. Mark, people can have joint related issues. They can have brain fog, vascular issues, anything that this inflammation and Candida is causing throughout the body. When we come back, we're going to talk about maybe why having a strong immunity is just not enough when it comes to preventing fungal infections and much more. But if you have time, check us out, americasnaturaldoctor.com. There's also a really good article that Dr. Mark wrote a few months back. I believe it's on SIBO.
SIBO.
So go and check that article out on SIBO and learn a little bit more about that, because that could be an issue you could be dealing with as well. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, listeners. Kelly here. Did you know that there's been a leap of technology regarding superfoods? Research has shown that plants from the ocean, such as seaweeds, are among the most nutritionally dense and health-promoting foods humans can consume. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Sea Veg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. Using sea veg supplements daily is an effortless way to be proactive about your health. Call Sea Veg at 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929, or online at buyseaveg.com. That's buyseaveg.com. Use the code FOREVER20 and get 20% off your first order.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium, as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Welcome back again, having a good conversation, sharing with you all you need to know about fungal infections, Candida overgrowth, what it is, some of the symptoms, and some of the ways that it could be affecting you in your day-to-day. Dr. Mark, before we went to the break, I mentioned, and this is something I've learned when we've spoken to Doug Kaufman, he's mentioned strong immunity no longer enough for preventing fungal infections. Really, what does that mean?
Yeah, a lot of times our body just unless we give it some support, some added benefit, it's quite often an issue for people to just get rid of this Candida problem just naturally. In other words, just, you know, without doing anything per se. a lot of people with severe problems, they have to change the diet, and we have to use other things like herbs, such sometimes antifungal medications, to really get that level down so the microbiome can get balanced out. It's just kind of a hardy organism, which can be a little tricky for the body to eradicate naturally.
Great. And so for somebody, maybe they're just tuning in halfway through, if they're catching us on the traditional dial, maybe some things that they want to really put top of mind, right? If they're constantly craving sugar and carbohydrates, that could be a sign that maybe they need to take a look at what's going on here.
That's a very good point. Yes, you know, fungi love the sugars and alcohol. So one of the reasons people may crave these things is they do have fungi overgrowth in the body. So that's a really good point, Kelly.
Man, that immune system, it takes on so much for us each and every day. We expect a lot out of it. And then throw in what's been going on with the pandemic and other viral loads.
Right.
It has a lot to strengthen. So we need to really make sure. I know we're going to talk about ways to monitor and manage these different overgrowths, but nurturing and loving your immune system the best you can is really going to be a great defense in dealing with some of this, Dr. Mark, because if you don't have the strength or the immunity to get rid of a common cold, and you're not, feeding the immune system with some of the nutrients that it needs, it's going to take you forever to get rid of this stuff.
It can. I mean, for a lot of people, it just drags on and on, so they need more specific treatment. And of course, we can get people better quicker if they do the dietary changes, if they are doing the things to balance their microbiome out through, again, the diet, through supplements, using anti-candida or antifungal herbs, sometimes medications. No, we can really speed the process up so people can feel better much more quickly, get a hold of this situation and get their health back.
What are some helpful supplements that you like to recommend to help them during this process?
Yeah, there's a number of them. I mean, people who want a really simple treatment, they can use supplements, for example, like oregano, which comes in capsules, comes in liquid. It's a very powerful anti-candida herb, some really good research on it. If you're taking it in the liquid form, of course, it's very spicy. So a lot of the oregano products, for some people, if you're sensitive to spicy tastes, or maybe you're prone to heartburn and stuff, you might have to be careful with that. I think you've used one lately that you were kind of surprised with. It wasn't so, difficult in that area.
Yeah, that's very true. I think 6 months ago when we had Doug Kaufman on the show, he mentioned the benefit of it. And I just went and I bought one at the health food store. Goodness, I couldn't even get it down. So that makes me search out different ones. What if we're going to make a recommendation, we try everything we recommend on here. But I was very impressed by Future Farms wild oil of oregano with rosemary. I mean, they sweeten it with a little natural honey, so It really helps. I can put it in a water drop, or you can just put it in a smoothie or a greens drink or whatever, your protein shake in the morning. But you can learn more if you'd like. It's very cost effective as well. The website is myfuturefarm.com. You'll hear a commercial come up, I'm sure, in the show. But Dr. Mark, it's interesting because I have struggled with the candida issues throughout the years, and it's not a fun time. And again, there are ways around it, and we do need to look within ourselves. We can't just rely on, hey, we're just going to take a supplement and still eat a bunch of sugar. And people find sugars, and not to harp on this, but in places that they don't necessarily think that they're getting sugar, maybe a salad dressing, maybe these greens drinks that they're buying at the store, which in most cases have more sugar than a Snickers bar. So it's becoming more aware of what you're putting in your body. And you're a great example of that, Dr. Mark. You follow it really well. So yes, wild oil of oregano with rosemary by Future Farm, I've enjoyed. But there's some other stuff, balancing the microbiome with really good probiotics and gut flora and supporting that. That's another great way, right?
Oh, I think critical. People want to prevent the problem. They want to treat it. They don't want to relapse in the future. I think getting in your diet, the prebiotics, the probiotics, the postbiotics in your diet, whether it be, non-sweetened yogurt, for example, fermented foods, very, very good. And of course, on the show, we talk about some really excellent probiotics that people can use that have the prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. And I think that's critical. You really need to do that. That's one of the essential things to do.
Yeah, definitely. And then what's your view on aloe? I know that you use a couple of products and you actually have one at your store, drspangler.com, which you can get to at americasnaturaldoctor.com under the button shop. But what do you use aloe at all?
You know, if people are experiencing a lot of digestive upset, heartburn, gastritis, inflammation, pain, cramping, yes, I do use the aloe. I don't use it in of itself to kill candida per se. I just use it to support the person with their discomfort while we're treating them for it if they're experiencing those symptoms. So we want them to be able to tolerate the treatment. But yeah, it does work well for that.
Okay, so what else? I know you got a couple of more, Dr. Mark.
Well, yeah, there's several other ones. I mean, often herbs like berberine. There's some very good research on berberine, which a lot of people have heard about. It's used for lowering blood sugar, people with type 2 diabetes. It helps to lower cholesterol. But berberine's a great antimicrobial herb. Not only can kill bacteria, but it's great also, studies show, for candida. So we use that. Paw d'arco, that's been around for a long time. We often use that. The oregano, which you mentioned before, is another one with good studies on it in terms of having an anti-candida effect. Ginger has some anti-candida effects too. People can take in a tea in a supplement form. Cinnamon's another one you can use as a food or in supplements. And then we've had for a long time these certain types of fatty acids, for example, like caprylic acid, undecillinic acid. These are fatty acids which disrupt the metabolism of candida, make it harder for it to colonize. So there's a lot of good things that people can use. There's also a nutrient people are surprised to find out that makes it hard for yeast to convert into its more aggressive form, and that's biotin. People think of biotin for healthy hair and nails, but biotin is something which has anti-yeast effects too.
Yeah, and you also, which I was very surprised, I had never heard about it, German chamomile flower. That's something that you put. You actually have a formula. It's called Candida Wellness, and that's something you put together with for your patients, and it contains all these things. Because I don't think we're going to be able to talk all these people into taking like 7-8 things to deal with candida. So it's brilliant that you just put it into one formulation that they can ingest every day. And it has that really, you know, clinical potency of the nutrients of the, like you said, the fatty acids, the botanicals, essential oils, and the microbial balance that we're all seeking. So is that kind of why you have this formula, Dr. Mark? Because people will stay on it. It's easier for them to take one capsule versus taking 10 to 15 per day?
Well, yeah. I mean, people, again, just they don't like the taste of things. Although, like you mentioned, that Future Farm oregano is a very good option for people, especially if they don't want to take capsules. But our Candida Wellness, yeah, it has several ingredients in it with the antifungal effects. It's in capsules. And that, usually, Kelly, if we're treating people, I have them take like 2 capsules twice a day before meals. One's just kind of a preventative dose, but yes.
Absolutely. And you have a wonderful article that you've put together on Candida, and we're going to go ahead and put that on americasnaturaldoctor.com. So please go and find that. Again, that is on americasnaturaldoctor.com. That's our website. All right. Anything else? We got about a minute and a half before we wrap up. Anything you'd like to leave with our listeners about?
Patients with more severe cases, sometimes for a period of time, we'll put them on antifungal medications in addition to the diet and supplements, things like nystatin, which is very safe as an antifungal prescription medication. Sometimes fluconazole, known as Diflucan. For some individuals, we do that for a short period of time just to get them better quicker. But in the long run, it's the diet and it's the supplements which really are the critical issues.
Well, great point, Dr. Mark. And I know that you're a center, Spengler Center for Integrative Medicine, is located in Encinitas, California, but you also do telemedicine and some other things. So if people like to learn more, they can give a call to 855-DOC-MARK. That's DOCMARK, 855-DOC-MARK. You can learn more about this at americasnaturaldoctor.com, our hub, really where you go to find whatever you need. You want a radio show, you want a podcast, you want an article, you want a video. It's kind of where we send you to pick up all of those things. But appreciate the time, Dr. Mark. Wonderful topic, and I hope people will walk away learning a little bit.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. Thank you for discussing this common problem people are dealing with.
Always fun to have a conversation with you, Dr. Mark. And for our listeners, we hope you have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.